I believe leadership starts and ends with people, right? It's about making sure that we're connecting with people and humility and, of course, leading from the front.
Leading from the front. That is one piece of what we're going to talk about today. Hi, I'm Sue Quackenbush, and I am your host of this next episode of Real Talks. I'm here with Rafi Cantanasso. He is our VP of Solution Engineering for all of Asia-Pac. And Rafi, when you speak about leading from the front and humility, those two things really strike me as the key to successful leadership. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, if you could share more.
Absolutely, Sue. And good morning, afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're watching this from. So leading from the front to me means I must make sure that I'm still connected with our customers at the front, understanding the pains that they're actually going through, understanding the challenges that they're going through, and helping connect the dots between their technology challenges and the business goals that they're trying to do. And so that's what leading from the front means. Means I need to make sure that I'm spending enough time with my customers and my partners to understand, you know, the challenges at the front end, and to leverage, obviously, the wealth of experience and good judgment in helping the team be able to navigate the complexities of dealing with the front. And the team themselves feel like they can trust you because you have dealt with that from the point of experience and not just theoretical back-end judgment kind of perspective.
And when you think about leading from the front for yourself specifically, you've been a leader for a long time. You have teams. Love to hear your thoughts on how you show up and lead from the front.
Yeah, the key to bringing the teams together is about bringing them around a shared vision, right? We need to have a shared vision and a common goal, but it's also trying to ensure that we maximize their, you know, their personality styles. And within the sort of engineering community, you've got a few people that are like, you know, potentially could be strong opinions, and there's a lot of them that could sit back and listen, like very conscientious and very detailed, kind of oriented people. But when they speak, it's like pure wisdom. So as a leader, you need to ensure and make sure that everybody is given the opportunity to contribute and to be listened to amongst the team members, regardless of how strong or different style their personalities. And about also celebrating our success together. And I think that that's an important thing. So, you know, we have work hard, play hard kind of mentality in sales. And that's the mentality we actually bring here. You know, we work hard when we need to, but we also enjoy ourselves at the same time.
No, oh, that's great. And let's take it from the perspective of someone who's not a leader right now and they want to become a people leader. What would you recommend some of the behaviors or actions should they demonstrate to really start their leadership journey?
Yeah, I think the key here is to understand someone's real intentions here, because most people want to become, sometimes a lot of people want to become a leader because they feel, or at least a people leader, because they feel that that's a way of progressing their career, maybe, you know, better packages and better salary and things along that nature. And I think if that's the only intent, I think you've got to really question yourself and really dig deep inside of you to see whether you have passion for people, passion for the vision of the company, passion for helping and taking out of your time to actually lead the people.
And I think, you know, when someone does decide that they want to go down the people leadership role,
yes,
what are some of the key attributes of that individual that they should be aware of?
The key attributes is, first, you need to be someone who understands, who cares and listens to the people as a human level. So as we initially mentioned at the beginning, you know, connecting at a human level. If you feel that that is part of your passion, connecting at a human level with individual, and you can see the big picture and help to drive that big picture by developing, you know, those individuals, then that's something you should be definitely exploring.
And that connection through listening and really trying to get to know and understand the individual, not only from a work perspective, but from a holistic perspective.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you're right that, you know, there's a big blurring between work and the personal life, and it's very blurred, specifically in our kind of field that we're dealing with. And I think it's everywhere. So, you know, that blurring means that you need to have a holistic understanding of the human and their needs, right? And to be able to sort of to connect with them.
Sometimes it's just sitting back, and the hardest thing to do as a leader is to listen and to ask those questions, to seek to understand. And there's been recent articles about leadership with kindness, right? And just being able to say, hey, wait a minute, I understand we have all these pressures and deliverables, but let's connect at the level of, I know you go home at night and you have life outside of work. And so being able to really care and want to understand what's going on in an individual's life. I'll give you an example. I'm in Gdansk today. I met the team last night and speaking with one of my colleagues, you know, and then she was sharing with me what's going on in her personal life. And it, you realize the amount of what we're trying to do during the day, working hours, and then also what they're dealing with outside of the home or outside of work is so, it's compounding. It takes all your energy. And how do you navigate that? And as a leader, really leaning in to understand that, I think, is critical.
Yeah, I think you've hit it, the nail on the head there. It's about listening to the teams, listening to their concerns, to their successes, to their challenges. And it's not always about, you know, giving them directions of what to do, but often it actually involves a lot more listening and obviously some, you know, wise advice in terms of, you know, the challenging that they're dealing. And they need to know that you've got their interests at heart. You want to maximize their potential as individuals. And I think to fulfill the vision of the company, you know, people obviously talk about customer experience and how important that is. But to me, that customer experience is a reflection of the employee experience. It's a reflection of how well we're treating our teams. And then they're obviously reflecting, you know, the experience that they're having with you back to their customers and to their partners.
I 100% agree. And the other thing I thought of when you were saying that is I was just in a meeting earlier with the Gdansk leadership team, and the interplay between the three leaders of this office was phenomenal. And you could see that they have the relationship. And you're like, wow, you show up like that in front of a client and customer or broader employee base. It just, actions speak louder than words. And it was just so magical. You're like, wow, you guys really, really enjoy working together and what you're bringing to, you really believe passionately in what this team can do. And they didn't have to say, they showed it.
Yes, that's right. And that's when really belief, people then start obviously believing your message when you're passionate. And I think given that Dynatrace has really got a great vision of helping the world deliver better software, is that's a great vision to ensure that we're bringing that technology in the hands of everybody to be able to use it in a flawless and secure way. So this is a great vision that we're trying to bring to the world around us. I think that is a wonderful vision that we have, and it's sort of tries to get the team around living that vision and fulfilling it with our customers and partners.
Yep, it's leadership, it's team, and it's one, which is awesome. So Rafi, I want to say thank you so much for your time today. It was fabulous having this conversation. For all our listeners, if you'd like to find out more about Rafi and his journey, check him out on social media, his LinkedIn page. And thank you so much.
Great pleasure, Sue, and likewise, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Real Talks. Subscribe to stay tuned on more episodes to come. Thank you.